I'm in a store yesterday, and this kid gets in trouble because he's like, sucks. And his mom was like, you don't say that word. Say stinks. And so I'm laughing because vocabulary, they're trying to control their kids' vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And we know cuss words. You don't want your kids doing the cuss words. Although my single mom was she had a sailor mouth. I learned quick.
Colorful.
Yes, but I kept it in control because I was taught to keep it in control. But were there words that your parents didn't want you to use that aren't cuss words? We know all the cuss words. Don't use it, okay? Don't use it. They got the cuss jars, all that stuff. But were there words, because I witnessed a kid, don't use sucks, you stink. And it was like a learning lesson right there in the aisle. And I'm trying to not bust out laughing.
My dad could not stand when we would use the word hate. And he had a poem that when you said the word hate, he would repeat back to you. And it was, don't say hate. Your mother will faint. Your father will fall in a bucket of paint. Your brother will cry. And your cats and dogs will say bye-bye.
Wow.
So he just made that up. He had to just make that up.
But he said it anytime you use the word hate. Wow. He could not stand it.
And that's definitely a word. Don't use it.
Yeah.
Another one, stupid. Many parents don't like that word. 585-252-WBEE. What are some words that your parents, or as a parent now, you're telling your kids, hey, we know the cuss words, but these are some other words you shouldn't use.
Sandy said, my dad hated the word awesome.
Awesome? What?
I mean, it's just weird, isn't it? Like, I had a thing with having daughters. I didn't want the word fat said in my house.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like to think that I did a pretty good job with that. I didn't want scales. I didn't want the word fat. But someday they're going to be like, I don't know why my mom had such a problem with the word fat. Like, she would freak out every time we said it. Oh, my gosh. Also, freaking, a big one. Bridget said I was not allowed to say freaking because it was too close. Mm-hmm. Mama J had a problem with freaking, too.
Anita said, booyah. For some reason, that upset my parents. Banned from saying it for life.
Booyah. I think it was from ESPN back in the day when ESPN like first started getting popular.
It's like when my kid calls me bra. Bro. Bra. Like, I'm not your bro.
Or your bra.
Or your bra.
Are you saying whatever. Bra? What are you saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
And Phyllis said, seems my grandparents didn't like the word pregnant. They preferred me to say she's expecting a baby or something along those lines. I wasn't forbidden to say it, but they thought it sounded tacky.
Interesting words.
The word pregnant sounded tacky. Okay. Huh.
Ellen said, I was not allowed to say shut up.
Yeah.
And I remember being in elementary or middle school when someone was like, shut up. And you're like, shut doesn't go up. Neither does your grade average.
Oh.
That was my response. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids walked away laughing at me. Yeah, exactly. But you're being Morning Coffee Club, and we're talking about non-cuss words your parents didn't allow, or maybe you as a parent now didn't allow.
Yeah. And then what's interesting is a texter says, when do those alternative cuss words become the cuss words themselves? Which is a good point.
Like dang, a lot of people use dang, but then are you saying, hey, don't use dang? I mean, you're running out of things to maybe say.
Like cheese and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's a little too close. Okay, enough with that.
You walk into something, you go, oh, fluffer nutter.
Yeah, like that's enough of that. We don't need that kind of language.
Shut the front door.
Exactly. Another texter said, now I don't let my kids say what?
What?
Exactly. That more is for rudeness, right? Instead of saying what.
If you can't hear somebody, you can't respond with what?
No. Maybe. You say, excuse me.
Or did you say something?
Pardon me.
Can you repeat that?
There's a lot of other options besides what? Huh? That's a bad one. Huh?
I use what a lot. I really think my hearing's going. You know, been in the business 30 plus years. Headphones on constantly. And here's the thing. And my wife will bust my chops about it. While she's vacuuming, the TV's on. She's two rooms away. And I'm going, what? You got to check your ear. You're not even looking towards right. me. I'm sorry.
I got to check my hearing.
Exactly. Please look at me. I can read your lips.
Oh, my gosh. I'll
try my best. 585-252-WBEE. You know we're here for you. The Mets won, the Yankees won, and the Bills won. So you're Woo-hoo! Tired for a good reason. All the sports were covered last night.
Yeah.
And all the local fans are, well, they're happy, but mm-hmm. man, last night I'm screaming at the TV, cheese and crackers. I mean, and yeah. other things that I can't use on the air. What a crazy game.
Referee, the NFL referees being slammed today for just making that game downright unwatchable with the amount of penalties.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Rodgers, you know, he likes to complain anyways. He really does, especially after a loss. But he's ripping the refs for ridiculous calls is what he's calling yeah. them. And it got to where you were like, flag. There was a flag thrown on every single play, which paused the game, which made it drag on. And you're like, oh my gosh, I got to get up for work. Stop throwing flags.
Come on, let's go.
Every time you do this, you're stopping the clock.
At any point during the game, though, either team could have blown away the other ones or yeah. just won. It was so back and forth, and the flags didn't help. And even the commentators like, oh, there's another flag. Oh, there's we knew that. Wow, well, there's yeah. two on this one. Oh, look, they're talking about it. That's what was crazy and I think frustrating to not only the fans, the players, the coaches. They kept discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say, okay, maybe they're trying to get it right. They're discussing it, but they're supposed to be better. They're supposed to be better.
Well, there's beef between players of both teams anyways that goes way back. So I don't know if the refs came in going, okay, these two have a history. We're going to watch them yeah. and make sure. But there were some words exchanged. Someone was, you know, thrown out of the game on the Jets for unsportsmanlike conduct. So there was some conduct.
Yeah.
But come on. Let them play the game. We all got to get up for work.
My best one was the tackle Brown. He gets called yeah. for excessive force. And you look and it's like, yeah, well, he blocked him down. Isn't that what he's supposed to do?
Yeah, but it looks like he hurt.
Right. And so there's a flag and the commentators and I are laughing because he helps the player up and you yeah. can hear, you can just see his lips going, nothing personal. That's my job to knock you down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, Bills get the victory. They're in first place. Congratulations. Yankees and Mets won too. It was a good sports night for us. It really, really was.